Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Greetings, 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 my amazing listeners. Welcome back to another episode of The Entrepreneurial You podcast. I am your host, Henneka Watkus Porter, and a very warm, sunshiny welcome to all my new listeners and to my returning listeners. Big up on yourself. How have you been doing? Now, today's The Entrepreneurial You podcast, really, this episode promises a rich narrative of entrepreneurship, business valuation, and global impact. But of course, before we proceed, you know how we do. We've got to take a moment to hear from our valued partners at the Jamaica Stock Exchange. Let's hear from them.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. Of course, we are blazing today with Zach Oldman, and he, born on an Indiana farm, Zach's journey from humble beginnings to a worldwide entrepreneur is inspiring. With a keen eye for value and a talent for seeing potential where others saw none, Zach excelled as a valuation consultant, where his expertise spanned from assessing public companies to the intricate valuation of illiquid, non-marketable assets. His unique skill set became the cornerstone of a thriving real estate investing company and a business ecosystem dedicated to the life cycle of entrepreneurship, the starting, the scaling, and selling ventures, then reinvesting the gains into real estate to create lasting wealth. So get ready to delve into the life lessons and insights he gained from traversing the globe and empowering individuals through business acumen. So let's make welcome, without further ado, Zach Oldman. Welcome, Zach.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on here today.
And can you tell I'm excited to have you? Yes, I am.
Yes.
All right.
I love your enthusiasm.
Yeah, man. Thank you. So what would be your unique feature if your business success were a crop? What would be that unique feature if your business success were a crop?
Oh, golly. It would be a vegetable.
Oh, yeah. Which vegetable?
I don't know. I'm telling, you know, for me, it's like one of my favorite vegetables. I love celery juice. I'm big into green drinks. And so I try to drink celery juice every day. And I would, you know, but I have to like take the characteristics of my business and, you know, and so I you know, celery's coming to my mind. It's celery. It's, you know, it's good for you. It's strong. It's, you know, it tastes good. It can be, it could be eaten alone. It could be eaten with peanut butter. It can, you know, it's flexible. It's dynamic. Yeah. So I'm going to say celery.
Yeah, green juice is a thing, and particularly for those who are, you know, health conscious and all of that stuff. So big up, yeah, as we say in Jamaica, big up yourself, big up yourself.
I love it. I love it.
All right. So we want to talk about from farm to global impact, and it's really looking at your journey, your entrepreneurial odyssey, as I call it. Growing up on a farm in Indiana, how did your early experiences shape your entrepreneurial mindset and vision, Zach?
You know, growing up on a farm, it's like you're a product of how much you produce. Let me rephrase that, of how much you contribute to the farm, to the family, to the community, to society. And so from a young age, I had this deep desire to be a contribution. I wanted to work. And so I'd work before school. I'd work after school. And that was a big thing. And then my dad died when I was 12, and I took over the family farm. And then it was like I had to work. It wasn't like a fun kid playing on the farm anymore. It was like, oh, I have to do this for the family to help us be able to pay our bills. And so there was this large responsibility that I took on as a 12-year-old young man, being head of the sort of man of the household. And I learned so much from that. And I contribute a lot of my success to that work ethic of just being able to figure it out. And being able to figure it out, being able to just put in the time no matter what, get the job done, those principles of just growing up on a farm has really served me well.
Yeah, and that sounds like entrepreneurship, all right, because what really it is being able to figure it out. It's about identifying that problem that your customer, that your market has, and finding the solution. So you were ahead of your time in terms of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, that's one thing I've learned is just, how I define entrepreneurism is, just taking what you, it's like MacGyver, taking what you have, understanding where you need to go, and then using what you have to get there. And so that's why I love it. And everybody listen to this. You guys all have a starting point. You know, I all have a destination. You all have your own resources. Putting those pieces of the puzzle together is what is going to make you the money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what was it really like, though, for you when you just started out, Zach? What was it really like? You know, just take us through a little bit of the grime and the grit, the gritty stuff.
Right. And so, I had no desire to be anything other than a farmer. I love farming. That was sort of my vision. And then I graduated high school. I barely skated through school because I didn't value education. And then I got into the real world. And like, oh my God, I have to do something with my life. I want to make money. I want to travel the world and I want to help people. And I picked up a book it was Peter Lynch's book on investing. And I said, oh, I want to become an investor. I want to become somebody that grows businesses. And so I went to college, spent 5 years in college, graduated at the top of my class. And then I graduated in 2008, where, it was one of the largest financial debacles in our lifetimes, especially. I sent out 3,500 resumes over a span of about 2.5 years. And I was still
working. Wow.
Right. Grit. Because, I could have took a job, but I wanted it to be in finance. I wanted to be a finance expert. And so, I just kept progressing and I'd work on the farm on the weekends to make money. And I was working as a commodities broker. Before that, I was working for this investor in Chicago and he wasn't paying me. And I just took the job because I wanted experience. And so I literally, for a year and a half, I drove 200 miles round trip to Chicago, borrowed money from my mom, ate peanut butter and jellies, literally for a year and a half. No compensation. I'd work the weekends to get money so I could actually have some spending money. And then that transitioned into a job at the Chicago Board of Trade. Again, over a year, I made zero money because I wasn't a sales guy. But I learned so much in that. And then I got my first paying job in as a financial consultant in the valuation industry. Didn't even know what it was. But I told them, I said, I'll work for free. I just need some experience on my resume. And so I was, looking back, I was really grateful for her. She gave me I think she started me off like $30,000 a year. And I made it my mission to become the best at that. I became very good at that. Actually, got hired by one of the best companies in the world. Became a published author, making the six-figure salary, all the benefits, bells and whistles you could think of. And I hated it. And the reason I hated it is because I reached my goal and it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And so the next step was, well, what am I going to do next? I don't want to spend, the rest of my life in this office doing something I'm not inspired by. I want to travel the world, help people make money. And my friend said, have you ever thought about investing in real estate? And I took that route. And the reason I took that route is because I didn't have a whole lot of money. And I've always heard you can invest in real estate with none of your own money, none of your own credit. Fast forward to that. About 2 years later, I quit my job, started as a full-time real estate investor and started dabbling in the business sector. That's what I was, my true passion was. I bought a business, flipped that in over a year, in a year's time, continued doing the real estate stuff, grew a real estate community into over 1,000 people, became a member. I was got invited on the board of directors of that, of an education company that we sold their education. And that's, you know, I gained so much knowledge and skill set on leadership, on public speaking, on being out in front of the camera. And it really just blossomed. And so we took that into the next level and we started our own private equity firm where we actually help businesses start, scale, and sell. And then, you know, we take equity ownership positions in those. And then we teach people to reinvest those proceeds back into real estate. And that's how we spend our time today.
Well, you know, what struck out to me, what you said earlier, Zach, was that you reached your goal, but it wasn't what you thought it would be. So let's dissect that a bit. So first of all, what did you expect and what was it really?
Well, I remember when I was a kid, I said, if I could just make $100,000, if I can just make $100,000 a year, and I was making $100,000 a year, and, you know, it wasn't... It was a lot of work. You know, I was like, I thought I was going to be able to take my foot off the gas. And in that industry, I mean, there's an unlimited line of people that, because I was working for one of the best companies in the world. I mean, I was replaceable. I mean, it was high anxiety because I was dealing in millions and billions of dollars. And, you know, if I made mistakes, you get fired at that level. And so there, you know, I remember waking up in the middle of the night going, Did I remember to round that number? Did I annualize that percentage rate, or did, right? And just these little things that just make huge difference when you're making, when you're dealing with that type of numbers. And so the stress and the anxiety, and then, you know, I went in and I asked for a raise in one of the firms, and she told me I didn't have enough experience yet. But at the same time, you know, I was very good at what I did. I was training partners at this very high theoretical financial concepts because I just dedicated my life to it. And so, you know, I looked over at my friend one day and I said, I felt like I've been lied to because I was told if you work hard, you can have whatever you want in this world. And I can't work any harder and I don't have what I want. And so I really didn't understand what it takes to be successful at that time. I really didn't understand, you know, today I see, you know, to have that type of money that I wanted, I needed to focus on a couple different things and just shift things a little bit differently and focus more on the personal development, the goal setting, the building your own community, your Rolodex, and, you know, really making sure you're around the right people that are helping propel you into that future that you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being around the right people. How do you curate your network as an entrepreneur?
I am a huge advocate of personal development programs, masterminds. And so, you know, some of these masterminds I join, they're $20,000, $30,000 a year. And so when you're in that level of a mastermind, that means everyone else paid the same amount of money. And so that helps, you know, keep that sphere of influence at a high level. I pay for coaching. I pay for, you know, private memberships to, you know, these places where I want to be in. I do podcasts just like this to meet amazing people that also have the same vision or, you know, similar visions of helping people in business. And so at the same time, you know, I always believe we need to be helping the next generation up, right? Somebody's helping us up and we need to help the next generation up. And so I have people that mentor me and I also have people I mentor and I do a daily call for our real estate investing community and entrepreneur community. I've been doing that for 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Zach, your story is, believe me, very, very inspiring. Now, your expertise in business valuation, it spans public companies to illiquid assets. How does your unique skill set contribute to your thriving real estate investing community?
I've learned that it's all made up. Everything's made up. Value is a theoretical concept. When I first got in the valuation industry, I was looking for the answer. Like, what is the answer? And I've learned, well, you know, you can have one thing and you can have 100 people looking at it and you have 100 different opinions of value. And so I've learned that humans create the numbers. And if you can understand numbers, that's cool. But if you can understand the next layer up, which is the human being and how we react to things and how we respond to things and what we value and how things shift from an emotional standpoint. So if we can understand humans, we can understand value much better. We can understand risk much better. We can understand returns much better. And that's all value really is an understanding of risk and reward. And it's really dependent on the person valuing the company, because your background and your skill set is going to either increase the risk or decrease the risk. Your experience is going to increase risk or decrease risk. Your social sphere is going to do the same. And so it's about taking all of those human elements of how people interact with the economy and the products and the services, and understanding how to mitigate that risk and maximize that return.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. You've traveled, Zach, to over 20 countries. You're fostering organizations, you know, to empower individuals. How has this global perspective influenced your approach to business and impact? Because clearly what happens in the US, though there are similarities, is not necessarily what obtains in Canada, in the Caribbean, in Europe. So talk to us a little bit about that and, you know, the global perspective that you've managed to garner over the years.
Yeah, I think if you've never had an opportunity to travel, you should, because it just, you know, I remember when I was like, oh, I'm going to a different country. And today I feel like I just went home. I'm down in Medellin, Colombia, South America. We're going to buy a home.
I love Colombia so much. Yeah, I remember when I saw that you were from Colombia, I really, really had to bring you on. Like, yes, I was biased.
Thank you for that. And so, what we started off doing is, you know, I had this desire to travel. So we spend 2 to 4 months in a location, go to the next one. We've been doing that for 3+ years. And, you know, we were over in Thailand and Bali for 6 months. And I just said, I need a place that's on the same time zone that I can really focus on some of these new ventures we're doing. So we just love Colombia. So we came back here. But in the world of travel, I used to say we were going to a new country. And today I just feel like the entire world is one. And, you know, it's people are people wherever you go, right? They have the same desires. They have the same needs. They have the same challenges. They have, you know, they're the same everywhere we go. Now they dress different. They speak different. They have different customs. And that's the excitement of the adventure of the travel. But when it comes to business, you know, business is business is business. People have problems. They need things. And, you know, there's an exchange of value. And so when I look at, you know, using businesses, I have this idea, you know, I was in Brazil in the rainforest. I went on a 3-day survival trip where we literally just took some canoes and went deep into the Amazon rainforest. I went with two guides and we just camped under the trees. And it was epic. It was scary. It was all of this stuff. You know, we were surviving on the land. And I asked them, I said, where's this rainforest problem? Where are they cutting down all these trees? And he started telling me, he goes, oh, it's over there. It's on the other side of the country. He started telling me the reason why and sort of the socioeconomic challenges of it. And I had this question. I said, how big of a check would I have to write to solve that problem? How big of a check would I have to write to the people that are cutting down the trees? How big of a check would I have to write to the people that, you know, love the beef? That's a big challenge. You know, they grow cows to export them to people not eat the beef. How big of a check would I have to write to the locals to not have to do what they have to do because they're just trying to survive? And, you know, I had this idea of like, if I can teach people to make money for themselves, they don't have to do these things. And so I can teach people to make money, then they can write a check for their organization. So instead of me and my wife just writing checks for things that we're inspired about, I want to teach people to learn how to make money so they can write a check to feed the homeless, to house the homeless. I'm sorry, to feed the hungry, house the homeless, you know, clean drinking water, you know, all just these basic necessities of life that I think a lot of us take for granted if we've never seen it firsthand. And so that's the real, you know, drive behind what we're doing today.
So let's talk about your best piece of advice that you would give to someone who right now they're contemplating considering starting a business but they're not so sure, you know, what step to take, that first step to take. What would you say to that person right now who is listening?
Yeah, so we actually, in my private consulting, this is what we deal a lot with. And so my first question is, why do you want to start a business? Because there's a lot of misguided information out there that business is great. And I will tell you, from someone that's made it, you know, has the battle wounds, it is great. And you got to be tough as nails to get through it, because you're writing the checks, you're dealing with the problems. It doesn't get easier. Somebody asked me this, Zach, does it ever get easier? And my response is absolutely not. It actually gets incrementally harder. You just become better. And the better you become, the better you become, the more money you can make. And so that is why I'm always working on myself. That's why my business name is called Learn and Grow Rich, because I'm always learning something. And so there's a framework you can use, is understanding, where do you want to be? What is, you know, so for me, it was travel the world, make money, and help people. And so I said, well, I need to learn how to do these online businesses. I need to learn websites. I need to learn social media marketing. I need to learn that type, because that matched with my goal. And so if you don't have an end destination, what you're going to do is you're going to get sidetracked by everyone else trying to sell you their vision, by everyone else trying to sell you their perception of how things should be done. And so you need a strong destination to point the ship towards. And then you got to understand, okay, take an inventory. What are your resources? What are your skill sets? What is your time? What is your money? What is your relationship capital? And then what you do is you just create a step-by-step plan to get there. Now, the challenge is you don't know, because you've never been there. And so what I recommend is, once you understand where you're at, where you want to go, is you get a mentor that is where you want to be, because they're going to show you the direction. And then you get a second mentor that is one step ahead of you. They're going to show you the steps. And those steps are going to be pointed in the direction of that second mentor. Because the big mentor that has everything you want, they don't have time to show you the bells and whistles and the ins and outs and the details that you know, the step-by-step process. But that person right in front of you, they do. And so I have tons of mentors, but I like to have a mentor that's real, real broad and say, this is the direction. I like to have one that says, Zach, this is the software you need. This is the mastermind you need to attend. This is the sales process you need to use. Literally the step-by-step process. But we need to make sure they're all pointed in the same direction.
Sounds great. All right. One, I want you to know, Zach, as you've, you know, shared with us so much inspiration and insight, where can we find you, one? And I know that you have giveaways as well for our listeners. So just close out with that for us.
Yeah. And so the best way to find me is my blog, indianaolman.com. I have, you know, links to my social media there. I have links to my, you know, my other businesses. So Indiana, like the state, INDIANA Ullman, OEHLMAN. So that's my last name.com. And, you know, depending on what you need help with, what I do is I really sit with you. I'll take an hour and I help you get an understanding of where you're at and where you want to go. Right. And then what we can do is I have a financial model I built. You know, it's a 10-year projection model. We can actually take your numbers and we can enter that into my financial model and help create a plan specifically tailored to you that tells us, okay, this is the best use of my resources, this is the best use of my capital, my time, and all of that. And so by the time you leave that hour-long call, you're going to have an understanding of what you need to do next until you achieve your goal.
Awesome. So, right. So based on what we got from pre-interview, pre-conversation, see a free 60-minute call to create a plan to retire in 5 years or less.
Absolutely.
As well as free access to various programs to educate on finance and business. All right. And that sounds so good. And guess what? I can never learn too much. I can never know enough. So I'm going to take up that as well. Do we have the link? Did you say where we get the link?
I can send it to you. You can drop it in the show notes
send it to me and I'll put it in the show notes. Absolutely. That sounds
yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Awesome sauce. What an inspiring conversation. Anything to do with business, anything to do with entrepreneurship has my ears perked up even as a host. So Zach Ullman, I want to say thank you so much for spending some time with me today. You know, I don't take it lightly, not because I run this podcast that people come and join the show. I don't take it lightly that you took time to be here. So I appreciate you for that. And thank you so much for sharing your journey and insights.
Well, thank you for having me. It was an absolute pleasure.
And listeners, I want you to stay tuned for more episodes of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. But before I even close out, you know what I want to tell you about? I want to tell you about Car Accessories, and they have just been blazing. I mean, Car is the confident, authentic woman. That's what Car means. And they have just been blazing the trail with how they've been keeping, you know, women fashionable. As you grow in your business, as you grow on your entrepreneurial journey, it's important that you look the part, and even look the part ahead of time too. So they are the ones to go to style and boost your confidence, right? Authenticity meets fashion. Their statement belts are not just accessories. They're expressions of your unique style and your individuality. Like, they have a belt for you. They have whatever it is that you need belt-wise to, you know, add that extra oomph to your outfit. So if you also need a makeup artist to give you that extra glam, they are the people to contact. Be a confident, authentic woman. Step into authenticity. Stride in confidence with Car Accessories, because your style is your statement. Yes, it is. All right. So again, thanks for tuning in, my amazing listeners. I encourage you to stay tuned for more inspiring episodes. Of course, I'm Henika Watkins-Porter, kind of reminding you to keep refining your skills and stay tuned, because this is where we nurture your entrepreneurial spirit. Remember that you can find me on henikawatkinsporter.com for the show notes, for other episodes as well. And you can connect with me on social media at henikawatkinsporter. And finally, I invite you to affirm with me. I am an unstoppable force and a catalyst for transformation on a global scale. I thrive and foster lasting prosperity and positive change in every corner of the world. So I'm not just impacting my own little space, right? I'm creating global impact. Until next time, walk good.